Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. It is Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to
Another
you.
Another beautiful day today. I'd really like to swap it for a non-rainy trick-or-treat possible day or evening.
Yes.
I mean, we'll see as it gets closer, but I heard Trent McGill's forecast, so of course, that's his fault. As is all bad weather, which he says, he gets the emails, he gets the tweets, whatever. When it's great weather, he hears nothing. When it's bad weather,
yes,
then it's an influx of
blamed on him
of those type of messages. So, that's your forecast for today. We'll bring producer Stevie in for Talk It Out on the way. Also, Halloween injuries. Have one ever happen? Carving a pumpkin? Fall off a porch while handing out candy?
I think I have the grossest. Oh, that would be awful.
That would be awful.
That would scare the kids.
All of them would be awful.
What happened to my neighbor is one of the grossest things you'll ever hear.
That's coming up at 7:10. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. Just a dead guy in an envelope. The entire list, and yes, it's been updated at star102cleveland.com. That's fair. That was a fair point yesterday. So he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope, which has been in studio for several months. What is your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. What's your guess?
Art Modell.
No, not Art Modell.
Art Modell doesn't deserve to be on my dead guy list. Absolutely not.
Since the Browns beat the Ravens.
You're absolutely right. That's true. And I think it's been guessed before, and I was so mad that it was guessed, we didn't even put it on the list online. So that's fair. That's fair that you guessed that. But Art Modell, definitely not on the list. So let's guess somebody not on the list. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We have to get a guess of a new name at the very least each day, because if people guess the Elvises, we've had Dick Goddard, we just had Art Modell. I mean, the game might go on a little longer than I expected. So I think we need a new guess at least every day. Like, that's the low bar that we're at this point.
Well, are you, like, ready if someone gets it right? Do you have your finger on a button or something?
Yes.
Oh,
I've been
ready
since January.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm probably going to jump out of the window here at the Halley Building now that we're in the new studio and can see the entire Halley Building. I'll be so excited.
I'm afraid you'll pop an eardrum. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I'll probably miss another week because I've strained another voice muscle or whatever. Ooh, voice muscle is disgusting.
All right. I'm sticking with football, and I'm going with John Madden.
Nah, it's not John Madden.
Oh, man. Not John Madden. We appreciate it, though. John Madden will be added to the list. It happened this morning. It's Star 102. I'm never sure if I like this or I dislike this, but I was, I grab a coffee on the way in, like a nice coffee on the way in. It's part of the routine. And I stop at Dunkin', stop up, in the Willoughby one that has you have to go through the drive-thru. It's a figure eight. It's an entire thing to get through this.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about that.
Except early in the morning, nobody's there, so I can just, like, go through the exit and go in because it's
wait, you don't follow the
you can
path,
actually run out of gas.
The recommended path?
You can actually run out of gas at that particular drive-thru. It's so extensive.
That makes me nervous.
Pulled up to the drive-thru. This is part of the routine. Sometimes I go to McDonald's. It just kind of depends on the timing-wise. Like, but Dunkin', you know, preferred coffee. I'm in the drive-thru. I'm at the drive-thru window, and she says, "You're good." Wait, I haven't ordered. I haven't ordered anything. Oh no, you're a butter pecan guy, aren't you? I don't know if that's good. I have them before at another one, and I stopped going.
You're butter pecan
because I felt like I was a regular. Remember, it gets to me. Or if I have an old man breakfast and I go with the corned beef hash and I sit down, they know what I want. I feel like I should go somewhere else. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if that is good or bad.
That's so funny. I have that experience at nail salons sometimes. It's like, oh, they know me too well now. I don't know if this is good or bad.
And weirding you out is not the phrase that I would use. I like that they pay attention to that detail. I should probably embrace that. Like, why do I not like that?
I don't know.
It's so weird to me. It's a weird Tim thing. Well, I don't know. You would think it would be great. Like,
knowing you, I feel like the other thing about this is if you're now butter pecan guy at Dunkin', that you will never now veer from that because you don't want to like rock the boat and say you want something else.
So, yes. But today, because I wanted to be different, I made sure to order something that I didn't even really want so that I didn't get butter pecan. That's what goes through my mind. So I went with pumpkin. Plus, pumpkin season's about over, that type of thing. But you're right. Normally I would do that. Yeah. I thought to myself, how dare you call me butter pecan guy? I will go with black licorice coffee just to not be butter pecan guy. I don't know. It's such a weird thing. I feel like I should really like that. And I feel like I'm a dork for even admitting it. But I looked at the screen and I just was like, yeah, I can't be this guy. Maybe I can't come back here again. They're great. I go there every day.
It's the Jen and Butter Pecan Guy
That's how the day started.
Well, speaking of Dunkin, you'll have a new choice. More choices on Friday because they revealed their new holiday menu. Did you see this? There's new stuff. There's old favorites coming back. What do you need to know? When can you try it? Dunkin has unveiled their 2024 holiday menu. So what's on it? New items are a holiday cookie, signature latte, and almond croissant, that sounds good, and a hash brown brisket scramble bowl. Plus, they're going to bring back some favorites like the cookie butter cold brew, the cookie butter donut, the peppermint mocha signature latte, I was just going to say, you're going to switch from
I'll be peppermint Richards, 100%, and there's no shame there. I will get it every day. I love peppermint so much.
Then there's a toasted white chocolate signature latte. This one sounded good, and they didn't say it's a new item, so maybe people have had it before. The white hazelnut bark coffee. Now, you had me at hazelnut.
Wait, I don't love white chocolate, but I would try.
Either.
We were texting about it yesterday.
Yeah.
White chocolate is just not a personal fave. But the hazelnut, you know, is going to be good, and maybe that offsets that. Is that super sweet with the hazelnut? We'll have to try it. I don't know.
We have to try that one. The new items, by the way, come out November 1st, which is Friday. November 1st.
We fall back this weekend.
I can't.
Like, it's an entire thing.
I don't.
It is here. And it's 75.
that's the silver lining to it all.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Producer Stevie joining us. It's been a lot of fun this week with our Talk It Out things on TikTok that she sees. She lets us know what's going on. So what are we going to get into today?
We're going to be talking about the Costco guys. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they've gone very viral, and they even made it onto Jimmy Fallon. And then we're going to talk about Ariana Grande, sort of.
What I always think is funny is that everything Costco, I feel like, comes across my TikTok pages, like everything. And I've never been to one. I've never been to Costco.
You need to go to Costco. And this is why I love that Stevie does this for us every day, because I love Costco. And why I don't feel like I've ever seen the Costco guys.
Oh, how can you escape them?
I don't know.
Sometimes I wish I haven't seen them.
Okay.
Well,
they're very intense.
We will find out all about them. What do we have for Talk It Out on Star 102?
If you aren't familiar with the Costco guys, they're a father and son duo, AJ and Big Justice. They went viral for this audio.
We're Costco guys. Of course we go shopping while eating a chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try the new double chunk chocolate cookie.
We're Costco guys. Of course we have to try out the furniture.
We're Costco guys. Of course we look at every TV in the place every time we come in.
We're Costco guys. Of course we get the sample even though we bought the thing the last three times we were here.
We're Costco guys. Of course we cool off in the milk fridge.
We're Costco guys. I'm still eating my chicken bake.
We're Costco guys. Of course we need 13 and a half pounds of meat.
That is so cute.
That video has over 56 million views, but they've even made a song now that's very catchy. It's always in my head.
We bring the boom. We bring the boom to you. We bring the boom. We bring the boom to everyone. We bring the boom. Your favorite father and son. We bring the boom.
That's so smart. They rate, highlighting everything that they do. I mean,
yeah,
that's what we do. And I do all those same things.
With a boom. So that's what that's about. Like, they'll show up places with the double chunk chocolate cookie and then have them rated on a boom scale. They actually went on to Jimmy Fallon. They gave him the cookie and he had to rate it.
The double chunk chocolate cookie. I'm going to give it a try.
What does the double chunk chocolate cookie get on the boom meter?
The double chunk chocolate cookie gets five big booms.
Oh. I love it.
Have you had that?
The double chunk chocolate?
Yeah.
No, but I need next time at Costco, I need it. It looks
serious.
Delicious. It's a very large cookie.
I love that it's a kid and a dad, because when you said the Costco guys, I was thinking brothers. So that is just very
Father
unique.
And it's
super cute.
Crazy that they just started posting on TikTok and then they were on Jimmy Fallon.
That's huge, right? Yeah, exactly. You start trending, whatever it is. That's great.
That's fantastic.
With the new Wicked movie fast approaching, there's actually a girl who impersonates Ariana Grande. You may have seen her. She's gone viral a few times, but she's going viral again by claiming she's not an Ariana impersonator. And her TikTok bio actually reads, not impersonating, but she looks and sounds exactly like Ariana Grande.
My friends are literally the best, and I love them so much. I want to make cookies and watch movies.
She kind of sounds like Ariana after a few beverages, maybe.
She's really
trying
for that.
Premiere.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm excited. Everybody loves it. It's fine. No, it's great.
If you want to look her up, her name is Paige Niemann. She has over 10 million followers, and you can see that she looks... It's kind of weird. Like, it...
She looks just like her?
Yes. Like, it's weird.
Is it? Yeah. Talk it out. Once again, TikTok. Anything you missed, there we go. Every single day on Star 102.
It's 64 degrees in Bedford this morning, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. The Yankees pulled off a win last night, game four of the World Series against the Dodgers. Going into the game, Los Angeles had a 3-0 lead in the series. Now it stands 3-1. They play again tonight in New York, 8:08 p.m. The Cleveland Museum of Art has been ranked in the top 20 best art museums in America. The critics at the Washington Post rank their favorite museums based on collections, exhibitions, and public engagement. CMA ranked number 7. And Jason Kelce and his former Philadelphia Eagles teammates putting out another Christmas album. And this year, there's another duet with his brother, Travis Kelce. The song is called It's Christmas Time in Cleveland Heights.
It's Christmas Time in Cleveland Heights.
I love it so much.
You do not love
it. I do. I just love it.
He cannot sing at all.
First of all,
he is so auto-tuned to whatever he cannot sing.
I love that they're singing the words Cleveland Heights. Like, how great is that? I love the Kelce brothers.
I also love the Kelce brothers.
They're,
and I can't wait. I've said this before. So we are Cleveland's Christmas station. It's coming. We have so many new songs like that to play for a ho, 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 or no, 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 where you vote. I'm really, really excited about that. And I love that he tries, and I love the tempo. Like, I love all of that. I just think to myself, I'd love to have him in the studio and sing that live and see how it sounds.
People are going to love it.
Of course
it's going to be amazing. And you said a lot of new Jimmy Fallon's album comes out Friday. There's so much great stuff. This one comes out November 29th.
Halloween tomorrow. It's Star 102. Can you believe it? 78 degrees today. Rain returns tomorrow when we do not want it to rain. One aspect of Halloween, people talking favorite candies and hopefully the costumes are picked out and those type of things. You know what route you're going on and all sorts of things. And I think to myself, why isn't trick or treat the Saturday before instead of a Thursday night? But that's just me.
Drives me nuts. That's not just you.
One aspect of Halloween I feel like nobody talks about are possible injuries.
Listen. One of the grossest things I've ever seen is what happened to my neighbor. And who knew carving a pumpkin could be so dangerous? And I want to tell you, because he just recounted the story for me 2 days ago when Nate and Max were carving our pumpkin, of what exactly he did. And like just thinking of it, you know, when you get like shudders down your spine, like
yes.
It's so gross what happened and how bad the injury was. is just unbelievable, just from carving a pumpkin.
It does go through my mind, and the same thing was either, I guess it was a couple of days ago, carving the pumpkin. It does hit my mind when I'm going to, you know, Mark's or whatever, and you get the little cutout things and the scooper to get the, you know, the seeds out. And that, it dawns on me that that could happen, but for it to have actually happened and the severity of the injury is next level.
And he says now he'll only use those tiny little carving kits from Mark's. That's it. Because he was using a big knife.
Oh, I was going to ask him if he was using a big... So, Halloween injuries. They're real.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So my neighbor and friend Mike, he and his family, Jessica and Reese, and I don't know if the older kids were there or not, they were carving pumpkins, and he, it is so gross.
I feel like it needs a little something.
It does. You know how you have to carve out the top, like you make a lid, like a,
absolutely,
like with a stem.
Where you would reach down and scoop out the goo a
correct
lot of times in
how
the season.
How you scoop out the goo.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he was using a large kitchen knife, not like one of those teensy little mini saws that you get in the kits. And he was, you know, sawing down into the pumpkin. And when he did, he was holding the handle of the knife and his hands were slippery from clearing the goo out. And his hands slipped down and slid all the way down the knife. Oh God, I can't even say it.
You're just you're sitting across from me.
Oh,
you're
oh, it's
you're making the motion, and I can't even look at you. I'm literally hiding behind the screen, so I can't see your face and hand motion because it's just grossing me out.
Because can you imagine? And it was his pinky finger, right? So it goes through. He slides his hand down a knife, and it just digs. Like, and I mean,
no, I can't look.
Listen,
please don't let me look.
There's photos. I will not share them because I can't. I can't. It's like halfway. He has two photos. You could see halfway through his pinky, the knife chunk. Like it went, no, like chunk of skin came out, but like imagine your hand just sliding down a knife, like grabbing it. Like I
think
like
we get
astonished.
It.
I know I said it a lot,
I think
didn't
we do.
I? Sorry.
I'm just saying, no.
But it only hit his pinky, thank goodness. But it was so bad. He said, so it was bleeding and there was so much blood, he couldn't really see what the cut was.
Did like wipe it on the pumpkin for effect?
No, I don't think he did that.
Yeah, probably. I don't think to do that.
Well, I don't remember. No. And he said, you know, they kept trying to clear the blood off it. And then he went to bend it and he realized he couldn't move it.
Oh, I can't even.
I know. So he had to go to the hospital. And it turns out he sliced his flexor tendon.
Okay.
So, I mean, you hear clearly. Yeah.
No,
the flexor tendon.
Funny.
And he had to have it all like stitched up. And you should, I mean, his finger now is still wonky. Sorry, Mike.
Don't you, we're going right back to this. I always think to myself, how do doctors and nurses do it?
I know.
Every day they see something.
Oh, my gosh.
How, angels on earth. I do not understand how they do it, and you were amazing that you do, and thank God that you do. Back to the Halloween injuries. Is there anything? I feel like this is a one-off, and this does not happen.
No
I feel
way.
Like this was just a very
unique,
unfortunate,
right,
unique situation. But maybe you have one. Halloween injuries. We're talking Halloween injuries on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Emily has one. Hey, Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. It's so funny. I just told Jen off the air. I said, I feel like we're going to get no interaction with this because there are no Halloween injuries other than Jen's neighbor. I feel like this is a one-off. And then there's Emily giving us a call. So what happened, Emily?
Well, this was like 15 years ago, but when my sister and I went trick-or-treating, it was always a contest to see who could go the fastest and, like, run from house to house to house. And she was dressed as a vampire with this super long cape on.
Oh, no.
Stepped on her cape, fell forward, and broke her nose on the sidewalk.
No!
Oh, man!
As a kid!
Bad.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. She was, like, 8 years old. It sucked.
Oh, that's horrible.
Worse. I hope you went and got extra candy for her.
Oh, the houses nearby were like showering us in candy.
It was awesome. She broke her nose and you kept trick-or-treating?
No, I wanted to. So the houses nearby felt bad and just gave us all their candy.
Are you okay? No, I'm not! Next house. Kids are resilient. Yes. I'm so proud of you right now.
That's awesome.
That's good. Thank you for stepped on the cape, broke the nose. But she said she did not keep trick-or-treating.
No,
she didn't. Yeah, you gotta stop.
Yeah, you gotta handle that.
That's a major injury.
Right.
Anybody else? Halloween injuries. It's Star 102. Star 102, good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your Halloween injury?
So it was an injury that just happened to happen on Halloween, and my husband cut his leg with a chainsaw.
What? What? First of all, why was he using a chainsaw on Halloween?
Well, he was just cutting wood up, and it kind of slipped and got his leg.
Oh,
how bad was the injury? Was it like ER visit kind of thing?
Oh, yes. Like, I got pulled over by the police driving him to the hospital.
Oh, no.
So the damage was, what was that, certain stitches or staples? Or, like, do you remember?
Yeah, he got, like, 24 stitches.
Oh!
He was really lucky. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is there a scar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a scar, too. That's a good unintentional Halloween story.
Yeah. I mean, the chainsaw seems very appropriate. Yeah. I'm glad he wasn't, like, chasing people with it or anything.
Right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show, Halloween Eve. I was really trying to think of a better name to describe this possible segment other than Keeper Sal, but that's where I'm at. So Stevie has tickets to go see Taylor Swift this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm. So excited.
And where are you going? Like, it is very, very exciting. This is the tour. This is the tour. It's Taylor Swift Eras Tour. It's amazing.
It's her last ever U.S. date as well. Indianapolis.
Ooh, wonder if she'll have surprise guests.
I mean, it is the last one. I get that. We get Taylor Swift. We get the Eras Tour. She's amazing. She's flawless. I haven't personally been to the Eras Tour. You have. You've been. Yeah.
I went in Pittsburgh. It was amazing. Well worth it. Loved every minute of it.
So Stevie is. Were you at another stop on the Eras Tour? You've seen this before.
Yes, but it was before Tortured Poets Department was out. So it's a different.
Before that. So
she hasn't seen this full show.
So this
is the second
this full
half
show.
Of the leg. It's
right.
Different.
Mm-hmm. New leg.
Mm-hmm. Some new outfits.
New outfits. New stage.
New opener.
New setup.
No, not arguing any of that. All that true information. If you were... So you've already seen this, but not this exact show. Get
correct.
It. If you were to sell... Let's say you were to sell these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And now you and we have, like, Tim's total on the list. These different things. Car, mouthful issues, rents. I mean, the list goes on and on that we kind of all have. We all have bills and things.
Sure.
If you were to sell these tickets, like I know we talked even off the air, the section above you.
Yes.
Those tickets, not asking for it, because you can ask for whatever you want. Those tickets sold for how much a piece?
One of the sections near me was like $2,500. One was $3,000.
Per ticket.
Yes, per
then
ticket.
Sold.
That's amazing.
Sold. They sold. It wasn't asking. Like I could ask $3,000 for the Browns game. This doesn't mean I'm going to get it. These sold. You can sort them through sold. They sold for $2,500. Let's say $2,500. So two tickets, $5,000 for the section above you. So let's say you get $6,000 total for yours. Just throwing a number out there. Maybe I'm wrong. It's fine. I think at that price point. Let's say you paid $200 a ticket. I don't know what it was. Let's say it was $200-ish a ticket or something.
It was.
Like that.
I paid $220.
$220 a ticket, $440.
A year and a half ago. So it feels like free ticket, to be honest. Girl
long
money.
Time ago.
Girl money, Matt.
You have to sell those tickets. Six $1,000 for two tickets?
But it's not guaranteed. They have
for
to sell.
For two tickets? You've got to sell those things. I feel like I'm on it. I get it. But this isn't like I'm going to flip these tickets for $400. No way. You got to be kidding. It's Taylor Swift. It's Eras Tour. It's amazing. It's the tour. Arguably the tour ever. Not pushing back at all. Six G's for two tickets.
But it's all about the experience for her. Her friends that she's going with to be at the last stop on the U.S. tour and to be able to say that she was there. No way do you sell those, Stevie.
She told us in a morning show meeting less than a month ago she should be a tipped employee for more money.
That's fair.
And this is six G's in your lap.
Tim, have you ever heard of a joke?
Tim.
Funny moment.
I don't know. I've heard some conversations with Dave offline that you were trying to give Venmo. I'm kidding. You were.
What?
I'm totally kidding. So here, if you're in the situation, and maybe I am, once again, maybe I'm totally off base. Are you keeping those tickets? Are you selling those tickets? Because, I mean, you're going. There's no doubt about that. You're going to the...
Yes.
$6,000.
It's a lot of money.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Keep or sell? Stevie has two Eras Tour tickets, a total of $448 she spent. She could probably flip those for close to $6,000. What is your thoughts?
I would sell them in a heartbeat. I got three kids. That's a lot of Christmas presents.
It is a lot of Christmas presents, but don't you ever read those articles where it's like, don't spend your money on things. You should spend it on experiences.
That's exactly what I read, and I also don't have three kids.
That's fair.
Yes.
But I do.
I understand that, but I would sell them.
I get it. I've gone back and forth. I see both sides for sure.
I have a text from Nate that says, in all caps, S-E-L-L.
Nate, like my husband?
Yes, it's $6,000.
Why is he texting you and not me?
Keep or sell? Eras Tour. You could flip those tickets. You're going. You could flip those tickets for probably $6,000. $5,000 at the very least. But you're going instead. You're going to go. You were keeping them. You were going. It's going to be a great adventure. I think to myself, like, I have to at least think about this, right? You probably at least thought about it.
Oh, I've thought about it, yeah.
If you had the tickets, Tim, would you sell them for that amount of money? You were taking your daughter, you and her.
Does she know I got the tickets, or did I keep them on the deal as a surprise?
No, she knows.
Man, I can't throw that in. Does she already go to the Eras Tour?
She did not.
I don't like this pivot.
I know. All right, how about she did already go?
How much is your daughter worth to you, Tim?
Yeah, Tim.
Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about six G's.
First of all, not 6,000 of it is mine. It'd be about 3,000.
Yeah, it would be. And I'm not saying this is an easy thing. I just think to myself, if I had Guardians home opener tickets that I got, and somebody's offering me anywhere close to that, I think to myself, I'm watching it on TV. I'm just trying to throw something.
It's
or like, I love the Browns if they're in the Super Bowl.
That would be like $15,000.
So rare.
What would I do? I mean, that's what I was thinking. But yeah,
would you go to the Browns Super Bowl? You would. You would have to. You would regret selling that for the rest of your life.
I would 100% have
it's
to.
It's just money.
You would.
Comes and goes, they say.
You would not be able to speak for weeks afterwards.
Absolutely. That would be correct. So we had one call that said you have to sell those.
Yeah, and then Heidi sent us a message. She says keep the tickets due to FOMO.
Exactly. I'll be there anyway. So because I have a hotel.
Yep.
I already agreed to drive friends.
Yep.
I can't just like, there was a lot.
How close to friends
it.
Are these? I mean, they have their own car?
That's not, and like morally, it's just not the right thing to do to sell them for that much. So I'm already going to be there.
Yep.
And then that's where it's at. So I'm already there. I could sell them and just have fun in Indy, but I would just be thinking, oh, I could be up. And then I'll see all the TikToks.
FOMO. Yeah.
And it would
you could get $7,000 for the tickets. What do you do?
I wouldn't get $7,000 for the tickets. So I can't put myself in that mindset.
$5,000 for the ones
like
above you?
$2,500.
$8,000 for those tickets.
Oh,
what would you do?
God.
Okay. Nothing's working. All right, so
you want her to sell so bad.
This, I'm just trying to see if there's maybe a kind of yes, but no. You can fall into 5K or sell for 6K. Stevie literally just walked out of the studio.
She's done with you.
It's been a day.
It has been
a
day.
I'm glad. And people side with you, which I knew they would, so that's fine. So there you go. You're going to have a great time. It's this weekend,
I'll
right?
I'll report back and let you know how fantastic
it is. Just blow all Jen and Tim Show socials, blow it up. Like, we won't even have anything scheduled or planned. It'll all be Stevie.
Yes.
at the Ares Tour. Really, that, I know it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to be amazing. So there you go. Back to the You Could Fall in 5K. You could win $5,000 just by listening to Star 102 for 1 hour on the free Odyssey app. You download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Listen to Star 102 for at least 60 minutes for your chance to win. New winner every day, so you could be today's winner, which would be amazing. Could you imagine the amount of Halloween candy you could buy going into Halloween if you won $5,000?
Ooh, a lot.
Mm.
You know what else you could buy with that? The new Kelsey Brothers album.
You could buy tickets for your daughter to go to the Ares
Tour. Oh, yeah. You could do that,
too.
She does
want to go.
For 5Gs?
Yeah.
Yeah,
worth
I could.
It for the smile on her face, Tim.
It absolutely would.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to be Taylor Swift, my daughter. So getting her in there, that would be amazing.
It feels like at this point, you've had what, like almost a year and a half to take her and you haven't?
That's
maybe
all fair.
You
I thought
buy
we were moving
Stevie's
on to.
Tickets.
I know my daughter Izzy can sing better than Travis Kelce.
$10,000, I'll give you mine.
Listen, the Kelce brothers can. $10,000. Oh my God. Can
Don't
you imagine?
Don't jump in with your $10,000.
Tim.
And by the way, you wouldn't. If I was going to give you $10,000, I bet you still would say no.
$10,000, I would do it.
All right. Well, you know, hold.
I'll even drive you.
All right. I got to open up a GoFundMe.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.